Welcome to the Open House Podcast. Conversations exploring life, faith, and hope. Discover more interviews at openhousecommunity.com.au.
It was a big shock for soft drink giant Coca-Cola recently when Woolworths announced they would refuse to stock the newest Coke, No Sugar. The supermarket said there are just too many variants of Coke and they've had enough. Well, the folk at Coke, owners of what has become arguably the most recognised logo in the world, were clearly gobsmacked, and their share price suffered as a result. Then there was the double marketing whammy with the decision by Australia's biggest pizza chain, Domino's, to swap allegiances from Coke to their competitor, Pepsi. It just goes to show that in the world of big brands, things can change fast. Marketing to millennials is worth trillions of dollars, and these consumers are far more aware and more demanding of products and corporate behaviour, and they're prepared to make decisions based on what they see. Well, Sam Dewhurst is an independent brand expert. She's the principal of MonoStory. It helps organisations develop their brand and strategy, as she says, from the inside out. Sam has particular insight into Coca-Cola because some time ago, she spent 2 years advising Coke on its brand strategy.
A lot of what I was responsible for was to say, okay, well, how are we going to get the attention of the consumer? And what does the consumer want? And So much of the time, Coca-Cola was all about this alternate universe. You know, you see it in all of the language, open happiness. You know, even the new tagline for this No Sugar Coke is, say yes. And you can see it in other brands like Optus, yes. It's this beautiful positivity. It's a well-being message. It's an openness to change and innovation. And, you know, hey, yes, I want to say yes to these things. It's beautiful. You know, it's a really positive, life-enhancing kind of message. And it's, you know, it's what people want to hear. And
so is the consumer saying things to Coke and these other brands now, even fast food chains like McDonald's has been through a similar trajectory, is the consumer saying something different from what they've been prepared to hear?
Well, no, I mean, the fact that profits were down 55% because people are actually wanting to make a commitment to well-being and health, I think that's a big part of it. And so Coke have a responsibility to actually manage their responsibility to a shareholder as well as to the consumer. So they have two groups that are actually having to manage. And a lot of the time they don't work hand in hand. One is purely about profit, and more and more and more you have a consumer that's turning around saying, you know what, how are you being socially responsible? How are you making the world a better place? And that's only increased since 2000. In the last 17 years, it's just increased exponentially. They have a beautiful foundation now, which is committed to women and water and recycling and education and well-being. So they're using all of this great language about corporate responsibility, which is also part, you know, I don't know, it'd be presumptuous of me to say that that's actually part of marketing or whether that's a pure motive. Whichever way you want to skin it, it's actually the fact that they've donated $106 million to over 230 organisations in those areas is actually really admirable.
Consumers have changed, our expectations have changed, and the marketing is changing with it.
Well, that's right. And I think, you know, more and more the consumer is saying, hey, don't just tag on a really nice corporate responsibility thing to your marketing. Actually be socially responsible. And there are different organisations now which are basically asking profitable companies to take on more not-for-profit mentalities about the way that they're doing their work.
Well, I guess that you can't hide now from accountability because of the explosion of social media. So that's the first thing. If you say one thing and do another, you'll be found out within a tweet in 140 characters. But so then you see these things emerging like B Corp, B Corporation, an organisation that's trying to certify ethical behaviour. Tell me about that.
Well, they're wanting to use the power of business to solve social and environmental problems, and they're wanting to make companies more responsible. It's quite a hefty certification process, and it adds a lot of credibility to social media. I mean, even if you are being socially responsible as an organisation, even if you are, you know, doing good in the world, There is the scepticism still that sits in the belly of the consumer that says, you know what, there's people who are trained to tweet beautifully and to spin this. You know, PR and reputation management runs the world. So, you know, there's got to be other factors involved that are external bodies that sort of hold people accountable. They're not just internal systems that say, no, of course we're doing this. They are saying, okay, well, let's actually help you. Let's actually help you with this millennial crowd who are actually demanding that you make the world a better place.
Yes.
And really contribute to social causes and have sensitivity and be really authentic and thoughtful and genuine in how you're being effective with the money that you're making and the profit that you're making. And, you know, it goes hand in hand with whose pockets is it lining? Is it lining the pockets of CEOs? Is it lining the pockets of governments? You know, where is this money going? And then even more than that, it's drilling down into, okay, well, wherever this money lands, how are they using it? And how are we actually, and you're having great due diligence with the money that's being given? Having said all of that, you know, big business is still big business. And, you know, there's a responsibility to the shareholder.
You know, there's a disconnect there, isn't there, between the shareholders who might say, maximise your shareholder profit, but we want you to do good at the same time.
I don't know. I mean, I don't think it has to be either or.
It shouldn't be.
That's what something like B Corp is actually stating.
Yeah.
That's why it can't be something that's tacked onto your marketing. Even if that's where you are as a business owner in your journey of corporate social responsibility, if it's purely marketing, it has to go deeper and it has to come out of who the organisation is and what their values are and what they believe and see about the world and about people, not just consumers, and not seeing people as shareholders, but seeing us as a shared humanity and our responsibility to one another and to future generations. So, you know, it's not just for the me and for now, it's actually about the future and true growth and how we actually sustain the planet that we live in.
Well, as a Christian, do you find a sense of hope in this, that we're really rediscovering what it is to look after each other, that there's something inherently good about it?
Yeah, I think it's great. I mean, I think the big message is, you know, so much of the time, as human beings, we say it's got to be this or this. It's got to be not for profit or profit. It's got to be for others or it's not for others. You know, we have these extreme pendulums where we push people into these boxes and we push business into boxes.
Yeah.
And we're quite hard on business and what they're doing for the world. And I think they're doing the best that they can with what they've got, you know. It's looking at consumers as people, and it's looking at our planet as a shared planet, and it's looking at our responsibility to the future, whether that you're a church or a business or a human being. I think we all have to share the responsibility of how we live, how we buy, how we what we're part of, what we support. You know, another example of that is where people put their superannuation.
Yep.
The fact that a lot of superannuation supports big business that is killing people, for example, the tobacco industry,
yep,
is a huge part of a lot of superannuation funds, and it's funding big tobacco when 7 million people die every year from tobacco-related cancers. It's crazy. How much awareness do we have of things like that? You know,
yeah,
it's championing awareness. It's not over-spiritualizing things, but actually saying, okay, how do we actually be part of a planet where, as a Christian, our responsibility is to actually redeem it and restore it? How do we go about doing that? And that sometimes, you know, evokes very big questions that don't necessarily always have very clear-cut answers.
I love the big questions, and I love that you've posed them here, but the funny part of this for me is that we've sort of come back to where we started. As if brands are trying to now, it's like someone has discovered that, oh, this way is the way to make profit. You go, no, that's not the point.
Yeah. Companies always, you know, they're always going to make profit. It's the point of business. It's profitability. Like, don't fight it. But just, you know, as a human being, use your voice.
Yeah.
Use your buying power. Stand up for what your values are and what you believe in, you know. Don't lose your voice and think that business is the only big voice. And the thing that, you know, as a qualitative researcher in my early career, you know, the funny thing was working in politics and working with big business, there was always this lean in from big business and politics to say, what does the consumer want?
Yeah.
And there's a lot of direction, a lot of power given to the consumer. So people shouldn't you know, give up that voice, thinking it's a lost cause and that there's no hope. You know, it's actually really exciting to know that every single person has an opportunity to speak up. Yeah.